very likely that only two of the current council members will be able to run and win the first round of elections in November 2014. The rest of the council, including the mayor, is term limited. That will leave Austinites with a new form of government and a very inexperienced council. But Austin political consultant Mark Littlefield says there's nothing wrong with that.
What you're likely to see is that the candidates for city council are going to be some of the more active members of the process. Yes, there will be a learning curve for these new city council members, but this is a manager council form of government, and that's one of the reasons why you have that. Even if we elect 11 people who have never served on council before, city staff will still be there. They know how to keep, the trains running on time.
This story is all about the future. So let's talk about what might happen when the new council is sworn in come January 2015. Steve Bickerstaff wrote the original language of the proposition that changed Austin's form of government. He says council members won't know till then who will serve for 2 years and who will serve for four.
And the way you achieve the staggered terms is simply by drawing of lots after the election, and some will draw 2 year and some will draw 4 year, and those who draw 2 year will run for election in 2016. Whoever wins then has a 4 year term thereafter.
The same process will repeat itself every decade. As for now, though, some familiar faces are expected to be running for the only at-large seat on the council, the mayor. The mayoral ambitions of Austin Council member Mike Martinez are well known, as are those of Mayor Pro Tem Cheryl Cole. State Representative Mark Strama has also said he may run for mayor in 2014. Joy Diaz, KUT News.